Welcome to Healthy Lifestyles Living. This is Larry Lewis. Today's article, Stop With Your Excuses. We all have the ability to change and improve ourselves and our lives. I started this blog so that I could contribute my knowledge on healthy lifestyles, playing my small part in offering people the information to make their world a better place. Moving from an average to a brilliant life will require you putting a load of effort. It isn't easy, but it's possible. You have to change your mindset, your behaviour, actions and habits. To be brilliant, you have to take responsibility for your own life, thoughts, behaviours and actions. But many people run away from their personal responsibility by using one very popular word, excuses. The only thing that can stop us adopting and maintaining a healthy lifestyle is ourselves. The main way we will do that is to make excuses why we can't. So what does this very well used word mean? According to the Oxford Dictionary, a reason, either true or invented, that you give to explain or defend your behaviour. In Collins' Essential English Dictionary, definition of excuse is a noun, an explanation offered to justify an action which has been criticised or as a reason for not fulfilling an obligation. As a verb, to put forward a reason or justification for an action, fault or offending person. To pardon a person or overlook a fault. To free someone from having to carry out a task, obligation. A doctor's letter excusing him from games at school. To allow to leave. We often use excuses to hide from our fear that we can't really change or that our life can't be any different. Our excuses can often prevent us from achieving brilliance. Making excuses a bad habit that keeps you from being as successful as you can be. We've been making excuses right from the beginning of the Bible. When God asked Adam if he'd eaten of the tree, he was commanded not to. Adam went into excuse mode. The woman who thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And when God asked Eve what she had done, she also gave an excuse. The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I found a great poem by Alanis Morissette. Excuses lyrics. Why no one will help me? I am too dumb. I am too smart. They'll not understand me. I am lonely. They'll hate me and there is not enough time. It's too hard to help me. And God wants me to work. No resting. No lazy. These excuses, how they serve me so well. They kept me safe. They kept me stoic. They've kept me locked in my own cell. I'm too far from home. It takes far too much energy. And I cannot afford to. No one will ever see me. These excuses, how they served me so well. They kept me safe, they kept me stoic. They've kept me locked inside my cells. These excuses, how they're so familiar. They've kept me small, they've kept me blocked. They've kept me safe inside my shell. Bring this into the light, shakes their foundation and it clears my side. Now my imagination is the only thing that limits, the bar that is raised to the heights. No one can have it all. See, I have to. They want me to. And I can't let them down. I'll never be happy. These excuses, how they served me so well. They kept me safe. They kept me small. They kept me locked inside my cell. These excuses, how they're so familiar. They've kept me small. They've kept me stoic. They kept me locked inside my cell. The definition of stoic in the Collins Essential English Dictionary is one apparently or professedly indifferent to pleasure or pain. Excuse-making is a huge barrier to self-improvement. We often use excuses that prevent us from doing something that in truth could be easily accomplished. Eradicating excuses can set you on the path to accomplishing nearly anything you want. Having worked in the fitness industry for many years, you can bet I've heard nearly every excuse for not getting started on introducing exercise into somebody's lifestyle. Here are some of the excuses I've liked to have received £1 each time I've heard it. I would have amassed a fortune by now. I hate the idea of exercise. I'm too tired to exercise. A person my age would look ridiculous working out. I feel fine. I don't need to exercise. I'm too heavy to exercise. I don't have time. Exercise will make me hungrier. I'll eat more and put on weight, not lose it. Often these so-called obstacles are really excuses to validate the fact that they can't be bothered to make the effort to get into shape. Also, where the pleasure of the results that will be gained is still less than the pain in their minds of exercising. as well as many are afraid of failing at any attempt to improve their health and fitness, so they blame something else for their lack of trying as the easy way out. I'm not being critical here or offensive. I love exercising as much as I love the benefits, and the greatest pleasure to me is when a client succeeds by achieving results from following through. The greatest frustration to me is those I can't help, because they won't make that first step. Here are some great quotes. An excuse is worse than a lie. For an excuse is a lie guarded. Alexander Pope. Every vice has its excuse ready. Publius Syrus. He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else. Benjamin Franklin. An excuse is worse and more terrible than a lie. For an excuse is a lie guarded. Alexander Pope. Excuses are the nails used to build a house of failure. Don Wilder. Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. Never excuse yourself. Henry Ward Beecher. The best job goes to the person who can get it done without passing the buck or coming back with excuses. Napoleon Hill. I attribute my success to this. I never gave or took any excuse. Florence Nightingale. People with integrity do what they say they are going to do. Others have excuses. Dr. Laura Schleisinger. When you make excuses, blame other people, complain or criticize, you give your power away. You turn over control of your emotions to the people and situations you are blaming or complaining about. We all can find excuses as to why we can't do something. Making up excuses takes a lot of energy and time. Instead of focusing on what we can't do, let's focus on what we can do. Instead of coming up with all kinds of excuses why it won't work, let's focus on why it can work. Recognize when you are making excuses and propel yourself towards action, towards accomplishing all the things you want to do, and ultimately towards self-realization and happiness and living with a healthy lifestyle. When you accept complete responsibility for your life, you will no longer make excuses or blame others for anything in your life that you're not happy about. You would refuse to criticize others for any reason. You refuse to complain about your situation or about what has happened in the past. You eliminate all your if-onlys and what-ifs and buts, focusing instead on what you really want and where you are going. So make the decision to accept complete responsibility for yourself, your life, and your results, with no excuses. From this moment forward, no matter what occurs, say to yourself, I am responsible, 100% responsible, for what is happening in my life. Understand that you are the only person responsible for your current circumstances. You realize that you are where you are and what you are because of your own choices and decisions in the past. And since you made those choices and decisions, only you can possibly be responsible. You will now refuse to make excuses or to blame anyone else. You see yourself as the primary creative force in your own present and your own future. Realize that your success or failure depends on you. It depends on the choices you make. It depends on your attitude. Resolve to start accepting responsibility today. Don't find an excuse, find a way. Don't make excuses, make good. Remember what Winston Churchill said, responsibility is the price of greatness. Get real with yourself. Stop making excuses. Don't any longer let your excuses get in the way of you adopting a healthy lifestyle. Commit yourself to getting the most out of life by overcoming your excuses. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did. The mark of brilliant people is that they refuse to make excuses, blame others or complain about their situation. Instead, they say over and over, I am responsible. Whenever something goes wrong, resist the temptation to become angry, blame others or make excuses. Instead, ask questions like, what's the solution? What do we do now? What is the next step? How do we solve this problem? How do we limit the damage? How can we prevent this from happening again? Where do we go from here? I know this is a difficult subject to deal with. I know that it is often automatic response to make an excuse. Often we've opened our mouths and made it before we've even thought things through. It's an area that I take very personally. Why? As a coach, it has to often be the greatest barrier I've met when working with others. So if I didn't have writer's block, get abducted by Martians, forget how to turn on my computer. I will be back within a week. Thank you for joining me. This was Larry Lewis.